那就是假如有家人的话，当然是大家要聚集在一起。
So this outers, if you have a family members, then we should gather together.
那也是要有个追求的目标吧。
We should have targets to pursue.
那也是要告诉我们孩子啊，要教导哪些事情。
We should tell our children about this.
啊，所以我们现在要谈啊，因为圣经告诉我们啊，要爱人如己。
Because we're going to talk about, because in the Bible, it teaches us to love people like ourselves.
所以我们人生啊，追求目标啊。
So the goal in our life.
第一个就是要爱自己。
First thing, we should love ourselves.
对不对啊？第二个。
Secondly.
要爱家里的人。
To love our family members.
第三个。
Thirdly.
爱教会。
To love the church.
哦，所以我们就这三个啊，要学会。
So these three things we need to master.
那第一个当然大家听起来觉得怪怪的，怎么会爱自己呢？主是不是说要舍己吗？
The first thing is kind of strange. Why do we need to love ourselves? Didn't Jesus say that we need to sacrifice ourselves?
啊，怎么要爱自己？好像是这个矛盾。
So it's kind of contradict to what we are taught.
我们要舍己，是要舍弃自己的方法，舍弃自己的旧有的观念。
So we need to sacrifice our own thoughts and our own concept.
啊，我们能够接受主耶稣的方法。
And to accept the methods from Jesus.
啊，有些时候我们的意见也不是全对的。
Sometimes our own opinion is not completely correct.
所以当然有些时候要舍弃一些。
So that's why we need to forsake our own methods.
啊，那怎么爱自己
？So how do we love ourselves?
你看，我们要爱自己呀！啊，圣经说要。爱人如己。
The Bible taught us to love ourselves, love others like we love ourselves.
那这句话大家都很熟啊。
We are all familiar with this.
那我们先来看以弗所书哈。
Let's turn.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章二十八节。
Verse 28.
五章二十八哈。
Chapter 5, verse 28.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子啊！所以爱自己的身子。
So it's taught us here to love others like to love as we love our bodies.
那爱妻子便是爱自己的。
And those who love his wife love himself.
啊，那爱先生便是爱自己的。
So to love the husband is to love ourselves.
啊，一样的哈，所以。
It's the same.
啊，已经结婚啊，有先生。妻子啊，就是要这样子做了哈。
So those are married, we have the husband or the wife do this way.
那这里特别提到说爱自己的身子。
Especially mentioned here that we love our bodies.
啊，不是爱自己的想法，不是爱自己的意见啊，你一直要坚持自己意见。
It's not to love our opinions and to keep on holding our own opinions.
虽然说是爱自己的身子。
It's here mentioned that we love our bodies.
啊，说我们要学会爱自己的身子。
So we have to learn to love our body.
啊，才能够去爱别人呢。
In order to love others.
你看自己也三餐呐，这个吃饭的不像吃饭呐，到处啊。
If you don't take care of our health and we just eat,
经常吃外面。
We always go out and eat.
啊，自己都懒得煮饭。
And we are too lazy to cook ourselves.
那你怎么能够煮给别人吃啊
？So how can you cook for others?
你都不愿意自己都不愿意煮给自己吃的。
Because you are not even willing to cook for your own.
啊，那天气冷的。
And the weather turns cold.
也不会为自己加衣服啊来保暖。
And you do not know how to take care of yourself by putting on more clothes.
啊，结果着凉的。
As a result, you catch a cold.
啊，那万一你看到别人穿得没有多加衣服，你怎么会告诉他要多加衣服呢？你觉得哎 ，OK 啦，我也是这样子的。
Because you treat yourself this way, so it's normal that you wouldn't take care of others when they are having very little clothes.
啊，有的年轻人啊，这个早上一起床以后，这个棉被也不整理。
For the youngster, when they got up from the bed, they don't keep the bed clean.
一团啊，就是每天起床都是一团呢。
Every time they get up, the bed is a mess.
啊，那晚上还是一样一啊，就睡觉就是弄来睡觉。
So they just.At night, they just go to the bed and just sleep.
啊，自己的衣服啊乱丢。
And they just throw their clothes everywhere.
啊，那他怎么会去帮助别人呢？说把它弄好呢
？So how can this kind of people help others to keep to tidy up？
不用了，我也是一样啊，乱没关系呀。
Because to him, the mess is okay.
啊，不用整理床啊。
There's no need to clean up the bed.
那一团就让它一团吧。
Just let it be.
啊，衣服乱丢，鞋子乱丢，都无所谓的。
So they just throw the shoes everywhere.
啊，袜子这边一双，那边一双，也无所谓的。
There's a socks over here and there.
他自己都不会照顾自己，怎么会照顾别人呢
？If he cannot take care of himself, how can he take care of others？
啊，所以我们要教导，要先爱自己呀。
So we need to teach ourselves to love ourselves。
要自己的身子啊，要自己的身子要照顾好。
We need to take care of our bodies。
啊，才能够爱别人呢，才能够去照顾别人呢。
So that we can take care of others。
那假如自己都生病的
，If we get ill ourselves，
啊，怎么能够去照顾我们家里的人？怎么能够去照顾我们自己的父母亲呢？
So how can we take care of our family members or our parents?
啊，不但不能够照顾，还要别人还要照顾我们呢。
Not only that we cannot help them, but we also need their help.
你没有健康身体的话，第一个不能够照顾别人。
If we do not have a healthy body, first thing we cannot take care of others.
而且别人还要照顾你。
Rather, others have to take care of you.
所以为什么这里说爱妻子就是爱自己，爱自己呀？
This is why it says to love your wife is to love
herself.
To love your wife, then you make your wife happy.
让她的身心健康。
So have his mind is healthy.
啊，至少他有力量，他有身体，有健康身体，帮我们煮饭呐，那不是爱自己吗
？So your wife will have a healthy body, so he can actually cook for you.
所以怎么样为自己着想
？So how can you think of yourself?
啊，就是要把自己身体弄好。
That is to make sure that you have a healthy body.
啊，别人就要余力哈，来照顾我们的生活。
So that people can help to take care of your life.
啊，那有余力，大家的家庭就能够享受。
With that, you can enjoy a happy family.
啊，要照顾自己的身子啊，还要照顾自己的心灵。
Other than to take care of your body, you have to take care of your heart and mind.
因为人活着不只是只有这个身体呀。
Because we live not merely by this body.
啊，这个身体当然要照顾哈。
Of course, we have to take care of this physical body.
所以我们第一个哈，我在辅导这个新婚的啊婚姻辅导的时候。
When I was consulting this marriage.
我在告诉他们哈，你们这个不要常常在外面吃啊。
I told them not to eat outside.
啊，你在外面吃那些油腻的啦，那些。这个不是很健康的哈，一定会吃到肚子里头啊。
Because the food outside is very oily and it's not healthy.
啊，还是太咸了。
It's always too salty.
所以一定要自己煮。
That's why you need to cook yourself.
啊，你平常就是要多买一些来储存啊哈，那这个新鲜东西啊。
So you need to buy some fresh vegetables.
啊，也不要吃太饱。
And you shouldn't overeat yourself.
啊，我现在。怕了，以前就是，我自己煮的时候，也就很难煮了，那煮多一点啊，干脆啊，全部吃完了，所以每餐都撑着肚子哈，因为说啊，这些剩下这些啊，不得不吃的哈，啊，剩下一点点啊，干脆全部吃完，结果每一餐啊，都是啊，吃太多。
Because in the past I live by myself, and every time I cook, I always try to finish all the foods, even I'm very full.
啊，现在就学会聪明了啊。
So I have learned and now to be wise.
不能够吃太多。
You cannot eat too much.
所以我们去饱费吃的时候哈，假如哈，你偶尔才一次吃餐馆哈，偶尔哈。
So if you go to the buffet and you only you rarely go to a restaurant.
那实际的就是说，你宁可去吃好一点的餐馆，就其实很贵都没关系，要享受哈，因为那个饱费呢 ，all you can eat。哇，你去的时候就很难去取舍啊！你一定会吃得很饱嘛？就，你看20块钱，不便宜啊，已经出钱了啊！你就尽量吃嘛，吃到你的肚子很撑得很啊，回去很难受，躺在床上哎，哇，动不了。
So if you want to really want to eat, you should go to a very good restaurant to eat for once compared to going to a buffet because all you can eat, you'll be having a lot of food.
那你就去看那个网络，看哪一家餐馆啊，这个有名的餐馆啊，比较健康的，它的油啊，这个评价比较好的啊，去那里吃，享受没关系，因为难得也不是常吃啊。
Because you only eat it like once in a time, so you should do some research in the internet and find out which restaurant has a good review.
好，所以要先照顾好自己的身体呀，哈。
So first thing, we need to take care of our own body.
什么能吃，什么不能吃，你自己最清楚。
Only you can tell what you can eat and what you cannot eat.
那个有的弟兄啊，以前那个谁啊，杨长老啊，现在已经回台湾了，杨洪茂长老，他不知道喜欢吃什么，哇，吃了这个叫做什么酸啊，腿会酸痛，叫啊尿酸痛风。就他们不能够走路。
There was a elder Yang. Now he went back to Taiwan. He had eat too much food, and he had his leg is very.
啊，有的人喜欢吃那个火锅哈，尤其是那个汤，火锅汤，好喝啊，非常好喝。结果痛风。
Some people really like to drink the soup from the steamboat and.
啊，你看你痛风怎么能够去照顾别人？
So if you are very painful, how can you take care of others?
所以我们要爱自己身子啊。
That's why we need to take care of our body.
那也要使自己快乐。
We should also make ourselves happy.
自己快乐，当然圣经说这个喜乐的心乃是良药。
That's why the Bible says a joyful heart is the medicine.
那自己快乐哈，就是要从自己呀，爱自己呀，从自己来觉察，就是来醒思。
So we need to examine ourselves and find out how can we make ourselves happy.
第一个你要跟神之间关系怎么样啊
？Firstly, we need to examine what is our relationship with God.
还要跟神和睦啊，我们内心才会平安呢。
In order to be harmonious with God, so that we may have peace.
所以尽量做啊，尽量能够远离恶事。
So we try to avoid all the wickedness things.
那善的要接近。
And we need to be do the good things.
所以我们哈，行恶也不要太过分了哈。
We should
不要过分了，要行。当然有些时候我们会犯错啊。
There's times that we make mistake, but we try to avoid doing the wicked things.
就是圣工人员哈，有些时候也会被这个手机所干扰啊，手机看不能够停啊，有些也是不好的习惯也有了。
Sometimes the holy workers may be affected by their cell phones, and they have all these bad habits.
那个以前呢，杨志华传道哈，他很先进啊，他是很年轻的传道。我们看他有什么 iPad， 我们都很羡慕啊，羡慕得很啊。他就用 iPad 啊，那时候我们都还没有。他说 iPad。
Preacher Timothy is young. He is very advanced in technology. So. At that time, we don't have any iPads, but he is the only one who has using the iPad.
这个传道进香会的时候，用 iPad 做笔记。
So he was taking notes using his iPad during the preacher seminar.
我们就很羡慕，哇，这个怎么用啊？怎么样？哦。
We all very admire he has all these technologies, and we always ask him how to use it.
隔一年啊。
A year passed.
他我说你的 iPad 呢？
So I asked him, but what happened to your iPad?
卖给别人了。
Yes, sorry to someone else.
我说你怎么卖给别人
？Why do you do it?
他说哇很麻烦呐。
He says it's very complicated.
会养成坏习惯啊，虽然说打字是很好啊，打这个 notes 啊很好，可是呢，有些时候你会看其他的，那干脆啊，给别人。
He said that it's very convenient to taking notes, but it's the times that there's very you create some bad habits because you get some information.
所以他就给了别人，他就没有乱用 iPad。
So he just give his iPad away。
所以啊，这个电脑是好，但是我们要善用它，要善。你说善用的话，这个百分之百的好啊，这个没有什么坏处的。
Computer is good, so but we have to know how to use it。
所以跟神之间的关系，就是我们要做对的事情。
So the times that we have with God, we need to do the right things。
我们要心安理得。
So that we have a clear conscience.
我们在社会上要诚实。
And we have to be honest in the society.
诚实而会心安理得。
So that we have a clear conscience.
我们不能够欺骗呐，欺骗的话，有一天呢，会被察觉的。
We shouldn't cheat others, because one day we will discover.
那这是跟自己跟人这是跟人之间的关系的。
And next is the relationship with man.
不要一直对别人要求期望的太高。
We should not have high expectations and requests from others.
啊，都要求别人，可是自己呢？
We always demand others to do this and that, but what about yourself?
啊，我们对别人要宽恕一点，要宽容一点。
We should be more generous to others.
啊，有些事情不用太认真。
There are some things that you should not take it so seriously.
因为最近我看一个报道哈，台湾那个裕隆汽车工厂的。董事长是吧？那个董事长。
There was a news.
裕隆汽车。裕隆就是一家汽车制造公司。
There's in Taiwan there's a car manufacturing.
这个很有名的哈。
Very famous.
啊，这个老板啊，他54岁哦，而已啊，就不知道什么癌症死亡。
And the owner of this car manufacturer.
啊，食道癌。
He has a throat cancer and he passed away.
啊，也有一些名人哈，也是癌症死亡。
And there's also some celebrities die from cancer.
啊，所以有个教授啊，他都写这个感言呐，写一篇文章。
So a professor writes a comment.
他说哈，我们人活着真是要不要那么计较了？哎呀，人都是很短呐，人生很短。
He said that the life of a man is very short, so we shouldn't take things so seriously.
所以就不用太计较。
Let us not be too calculative.
我看哈，我们在高速公路上开车啊，有的人很喜欢插车子，好像很快啊，好像哇，他们好像很聪明啊，能够很快就达到他们预定的地方。
When I was driving on the freeway, I noticed some drivers actually are very good at cuttings and try to reach to their destinations.
可是经过大概10分钟以后
，After 10 minutes,
我看哎啊，怎么他还在这里？他不是那超车超了后一直超。怎么还在我旁边呢、啊、
？So I noticed that the driver was actually next to me.
所以好像他走得比人快。
It seems that he has he drive very fast.
这个叫小聪明啊。
This is called a very little wisdom.
其实到后来都是一样。
But at the end, it's the same.
所以我们不要有小聪明。
Let us not be try to be smart.
到后来啊，都说一样，都是躺在那个六尺那个墓地呀、啊。
Because at the end, we all lie in the 6 feet coffin.
啊，都要面临死亡啊。
We all face that.
所以啊，没什么可以争的，真的哈，我们不用与人争吵。
So there's no way, there's no need to argue with others.
啊，有位姐妹啊，她算是也很可怜，因为她很爱她先生，但是她的先生啊遗弃她。
There's a sister. It's very actually very pitiful because her husband departed from her.
啊，她的先生现在又另外有一个女人呢。
And her husband now has another woman.
啊，不断有个女人哈，啊，现在又要回来跟她争财产。
Not only that, her husband has another woman, but her husband is actually coming back to take her. Possessions.
所以你看是不是很可怜呢
？So isn't she pity?
所以他有时候说晚上我是睡不着，经营的哈，这个负心人啊，又要回来跟我争财产，这些都是我的生活，我还有两个孩子要养啊，你都不养。
So she told me that because of all these things, she couldn't sleep at night.
所以他很伤心的。
She was very sad.
啊，他说怎么办呢
？So she asked, "Say what should she do? What should be doing?"
我就安慰他了。
So I comfort her.
没关系啊，你尽量睡啊，就是他要给就给他的。
So just go and sleep and just give whatever your husband wants.
啊，不是神的允许啊，他你的一根头发都不会掉到地面上的。
If God does not permit, you will not drop even one hair.
而且神能够把更多的给你。
But rather God will give you even more.
人就是很慢慢的，人的一生啊。我们看那个道路上很多人以前就是很有钱了，哇，那个钱对他们来说已经不是钱了。
Notice that some people are very rich, that to the point that money is not money to them anymore.
让他风光了10年以后
，After he has been living a lavish life for 10 years,
很多人现在被关在监牢里头啊。
Many people has been in prison.
啊，有个国家总统啊，不只是一个的，很多国家总统现在也是被关在监牢里头啊。
Many presidents of other countries they are now in prison.
所以啊，这些都是虚的啦，这个名位什么都是虚的。
So all this fame is vanity.
不需要太计较啊。
Let us not be too calculative.
神能够把更多人给我们。
God will give us even more.
所以跟人之间啊，就尽量要和平。
So we try to have peace with people.
啊，再要跟自己也要和平啊。
Next, we need to have peace with ourselves.
啊，不要跟自己过意不去。
Do not have trouble with ourselves.
所以自己要开朗一点。
So we try to be joyful.
啊，凡事尽量往正面的想，往积极的方面来想。
Let's try to think in a more positive way.
啊，不要跟自己过意不去。
Let's not try to have conflict with your own.
不要折磨自己。
Do not torture yourself.
怎么折磨自己呢？
How do we torture ourselves?
圣经说啊，爱里头没有惧怕，因为惧怕里头含有刑罚，那个刑罚就是包括折磨。
Because in to love yourself, there's no fears, and to
责罚就是包括刑罚，就包括折磨了。
Because punishment is actually suffering.
Torment. 这个圣经说 torment， 这个折磨是很厉害的哈。
And this tormenting is very serious.
所以我们不要跟自己过意不去。
So let us not have conflict with our own.
啊，有时间就是去接近啊大自然啊。
So if you have the time, enjoy the nature.
所以与大自然这些关系，有时间就接触大自然了。
Let's get in touch with the nature.
嗯，就出去散散心。
Let's go out and have a walk.
啊，要培养自己有这个幽默感。
Let's to cultivate yourself to be humorous.
啊，不要老是绷得很紧啊，这个神经兮兮啊，这样我很紧张。
Let us try not to be so too tense.
不苟言笑，好像自己很虔诚。哦，这个不行，这个货，你看我最正经。当时要正经，好像大家不用太严肃了。
Let's not be too serious.
没有什么可以太 serious 啊，这个轻松，主要是要告诉我们要轻松过日子的。
Jesus taught us to be live a joyful heart, joyful life.
因为在主里哈，我们都是很轻松的过日子的。
Because in the Lord we live a very joyful life.
啊，所以真的是不要把自己哈压得太紧。
Let us not constrict yourself too tense.
我的女儿，我也是告诉她哈，因为她
，I even told my daughter.
已经很忙了哈，她的职业已经很忙了。
Because she has a very busy life.
啊，她要去跟人啊。组一个什么啊？就是要帮助这些女性哈、啊，得到应该有的权益啊。一个医生，他说他组成一个女医生的，好像是这个 association。
She actually has this association, women associations to fight for the women's right.
那女医生啊，怎么照顾家庭啊？因为他们很忙，而且还要照顾家庭。
Because as a woman doctors.They are already very busy in their life, so they also need to take care of their family.
So, 弄得她自己也很忙。
As a result, my daughter is also very busy.
我说你已经有两个孩子了哈。
She already has two children.
啊，你外面煮这个是好，但是呢，你自己家里的问题，别人他也不会说，哎呀，你那么辛苦不用的，你这个我们来做就好。啊，你还是要照顾家里的，别人不会的，你做的越多越好。
It's good that she actually set up these associations, but for her, she's already very busy at home.
所以就是要照顾自己啊，要自己跟自己在和睦啊，这个不要把自己弄得太忙碌。
So we need to be harmonious with ourselves and try not to make ourselves too busy.
很多的 appointment， 很多的这些啊，人际之间的都可以 cancel， 不需要的。
In fact, there are many appointments that she can cancel.
哦，所以不要把自己弄得太紧张、太忙碌。
So try not to make ourselves too tense and too busy.
要对自己好一点呢。
So we should treat ourselves nicely. 啊，
所以我们一定要有一个正确的观念。
So we need to have a positive concept.
啊，靠主喜乐。
To rejoice through the Lord.
我们要天天的啊过好日子的。
And we should live every day. We should live a happy life.
要懂得爱自己呀、啊，才能够爱别人呢、啊。
In order to know yourself, to know yourself in order to love others.
那再就是要爱家人啊，也要从爱自己开始。
And also, to love your family, you have to start from loving yourself.
就是爱自己呀、啊，有个家庭嘛，要自己家庭的人啊。
to love your family members.
啊，我们呢，有些时候是关心自己的，还是关心网络上发生的新鲜事啊？
Do we care for ourselves, or we care for more on the news on the internet?
还是这个关心朋友的事？
Or do we care for the matters of your friends?
但是有些时候却是忘记了关心自己家里的人。
But very often we have forgotten about our family members. 啊，
也有的是这种的。
There are some people like that.
啊，那我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to
second. 提摩太前书，提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书哈，先来看第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的第四节。
Verse 4.
第四。
Verse 4.
前书三章四节。
First Timothy chapter 3.
好好管理自己的家事，儿女凡事端庄顺服啊。第五节。
Verse 5.
人若不知道管理自己的家，也能照管神的教会呢？所以自己家要先管好。
So we need to take care of our own family.
所以爱的话就是管理，把大家都管理得很有秩序啊，很有相亲相爱。
So we should take care of our families so that we love everyone, love one another.
啊，那再来看第五章，提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
啊，第五章第四节
，verse four，
说若有这些寡妇啊，有儿女的哈、啊，那就要先在自己家中学习行孝，报答亲恩啊，这是我们做子女的责任呢、啊。
So this is the responsibility of the children.
啊，就是要报答亲恩。
To pay honor to our parents.
来看第八节
，verse eight，
人若不看不顾亲属，就是背了正道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此啊！所以圣经要告诉我们，这是一个命令啊，不是选项。
So this is a commandment from the Bible.
我们要爱自己家里的人。
So we need to love our family members.
尤其是这个自己的父母亲呢。
Especially our parents.
所以，假如我们当中父母亲还健在的话
，If any of you is that your parents are still alive,
啊，当然在我们身边是最好了。
Of course, it's best that they are with us.
那假如不在身边的话，也要经常打电话关心。
If they don't live with you, then we should always call them.
那不用跟父母亲啊太争吵。
We should not try to argue with our parents.
因为年纪大了要改变是不容易的。
Because they are already old, and it's very hard for them to change.
所以要求我们改变自己，不要要求父母亲改变。
So we should actually require ourselves to change, but not to require our parents to change.
有些时候我们问自己啊，自己也很难改变呢。
很难改变。Sometimes we ask ourselves, it's very hard to change ourselves.
啊，所以我们就是要关心我们的上一代。
Therefore, we should care for our elder generations.
要细心观察他们的需要。
And we should observe their needs.
我们不要等他们开口。
We don't have to wait for them to say.
因为那个长辈哈，总是不愿意来麻烦我们自己啊，他们不愿麻烦的。
Because our elders will try not to bother us.
我们也有我们的家，我们也有自己的事情啊。
We have our own family and our own matters.
所以他们觉得哎呀，这不要。麻烦你们。
So they would normally think that they would try not to bother us.
就是我们做子女的，就是要观察父母亲的需要。
So as children, we need to observe the needs of our parents.
啊，那往往呢，他们所需要的不是物质的。
Very often, their needs is not material.
他们所需要的就是我们的关心。
What their needs is our care.
每次我们回台湾的时候，父母要拿一些钱给父母亲啊，他们说啊，不用不用呢。
Every time we went back to Taiwan and give them the money, they will normally refuse.
他们所需要就是我们能够尽量陪伴在他们身旁。
What they actually need is that we may be accompany them all the time.
所以我们要先照顾好自己的身体，才有办法去关心别人。自己先快乐，才能够带快乐给别人。
So we need to take care of our body so that we can take care of others. We need to be happy so that we can bring happiness to others.
再来就是要爱教会。
Next, we need to love the church.
很多人说耶稣不爱教会。
Some people claim they love Jesus but not the church.
他很认真聚会的。
They attend the service.
聚完会他就走了。
After the service, they left.
说拜拜。
They just say bye bye.
耶稣基督这个教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Jesus.
所以我们要像啊，来看诗篇，这个很大家都很熟，诗篇一百二十二篇啊。
Let's turn to Psalms
122. Psalm 122.
So you can see the psalmist is actually has a very sentimental feeling about going to church.
那神的教会也就是神的家，就是我们大家的家。
So the church is the house of God, which is also the house of everyone.
我们每个人都是爱护自己的家。
Every one of us love our house.
你看水管破了，一定是很紧张啊，马上叫人来修理啊。
So when the pipe broke, we ask someone to repair it.
我们不会任凭它一直流嘛。
We will not let the let it drip.
啊，当教会也是一样啊，有什么东西啊，就是要赶快处理啊。
Similar
爱教会。
Similar to the church, if anything's wrong with the church, we need to repair it quickly.
那假如信徒看到了，就要报告啊，给负责人知道。
So if members notice something is wrong, they should notify the church council.
我们要关心教会的灵性。
We should also care about the spirituals of the members.
比如这个家庭聚会。
For example, this family gathering.
我们假如不能够参加的话。
If we are not able to attend,
啊，要关心啊。
We need to care about them.
哎，昨天晚上几个人参加？
So you may ask, how many people attend?
你这样问的话，苗人会责备哈。
No one will rebuke you when you ask this.
所以大家都可以问啊。
So everyone can actually ask.
也可以问负责人啊，因为负责人就是要提供这些资讯的。
You can even ask the council members because they are the one who actually give you this information.
啊，叫实质关心。
That show that you truly care about it.
那假设你听到说啊，昨天晚上聚会三个人。
If you heard that there was only three members attend the service last night.
啊，那你假设啊，没关系，反正也不关我的事啊，几个人一个人，甚至于取消聚会取消，那也不关我的事。
If you think that it is not your matter, even they cancel the meeting.
那这个叫做石头心。
Then you have a heart of the rock.
这个叫很冷漠。
You are very cold.
教会都快关门了，这三个人聚会，你怎么不关心呢？
How can you not care?
怎么不会紧张？
That or even nervous when there's only three members attend the service.
啊，所以我们要爱教会。
That's why we need to love the church.
那爱教会就是尽量能够支持哈教会所举办的活动。
So to love the church is trying to support all the activities that is being held in the church.
那能够爱护这个。教会里头的人事物
，You should love the matters, the peoples in the church.
啊，能够爱主耶稣的身体啊。
So that we love the body of Lord Jesus.
但是要先爱护自己。
But of course, we need to first love ourselves.
有个健康的身体啊，才能够为神所用呢。
In order to have a healthy body, so that the Lord may use us.
我的二姐哈，她大概五十几岁啊，就中风。
My elder sister, around in her fifties, she has a stroke.
那她还没有中风以前啊，就是一直忙着，她就是帮她的儿子哈，啊，织她的儿子开这个织袜啊，做袜子的工厂啊。
Before she has a stroke, she was helping her sons in the socks manufacturing.
这个生产越多，他卖的越多啊。
So the more they manufacture, the more they can sell it.
所以他也就只顾后，一直帮他儿子。
So all the time she's been helping her son.
他都没有时间来服侍神。
There's no time to, she has no time to serve the Lord.
那后来他中风了。
And later she has a stroke.
哇，中风这个一边呢，手脚都不能动了。
And half of her body was immobilized.
他自己告诉我。
And she told me.
说你要趁现在啊，你能够动的时候，赶快服侍主啊。
She told me that as long as while you're still able to move right now, let's serve the Lord.
不要像我一样，想要动的时候就没办法了。
And do not be like me when even that you have the will to help, but now you are not able to.
我们要趁着现在还能够动的时候， 要赶快多关心教会的事情，爱教会。
So we should, while we are still able to move, we should care and more about the church.
那爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to love our brethren.
那个访问啊，不是说那负责人的专利。
And the visitation is not just limited to the church board members.
也不是传道的专利。
And it's also not the restricted to the preachers.
每一个人都可以访问呐。
Everyone can visit others.
只要你有爱心，就可以访问。
As long as you have the love, you can visit.
啊，就代表主耶稣啊，去关心这些信徒。
Show that you care for others.
你爱主耶稣就是爱教会啊，你爱教会就爱主耶稣啊。
You love Lord Jesus, then you will definitely love the church.
因为教会就好像一个工厂，让我们能够付出行动的一个地方。
So the church is like a factory where we can actually put our action into it.
不能说爱主耶稣，主耶稣在哪里呀？
You cannot just say I love Jesus, but where is Jesus?
啊，主耶稣在天上啊。
Jesus in heaven.
啊，你怎么是爱一个人在天上？
How can you love someone in heaven?
啊，这个很难哈，所以教会就是一个工厂啊，让我们来实践我们爱主耶稣的一个地方。
So the church is like a factory where we can actually exercise our love.
So 我们要教导我们的孩子哈，要爱自己，要保护自己啊，把自己健康弄好，不要破坏自己的身体。
That's why we should teach our children to love their bodies and to protect their bodies so that they.
因为我们的身体呢，也是神的殿。
Because the body is also the temple of God.
这是神所赏赐给我们的。
And it is given to us by God.
So 我们就有义务啊，来保护我们的身体。
We have the responsibility or duty to take care of our bodies.
那么第二个要爱家人。
Secondly, we need to love our family.
啊，第三个就是爱教会。
And thirdly, is to love the church.
啊，这样子说代代相传，代代相传。
Or we should pass down from generation to generation.
这个是我们人生啊，在活着，这个叫生活，这个很实际的。
And this is very practical.
因为我们所处的环境就是人啊，教会啊。
Because we live in a environment where there's peoples and church.
好，那这是我今天跟大家分享的。
And this is what I have shared with you.
好，那我们现在可以来发表了，来分享。
So next we can share.
那我们从头开始的哈。
Let's start from the beginning.
哎，就是一个家庭祭坛哈。
It's a family altar.
大家有没有？有没有实行啊？因为我们谈了很久哈，家庭祭坛。
We have
教会谈的哈，也鼓励的。
We have talked about this, and the church also encourages.
啊，有做的请举手。
Let's show some hands if you have done it.
好，感谢主啊，好。那有的还没有的，一个也可以做了。我们刚所讲的一个也可以做，不要说哎呀，我自己一个哈，自己一个。
Even you are by yourself alone, you can also have the family altar.
啊，我们现在哈，不是吹笛子嘛？你要吹赞美诗，也是个祭坛呐，对不对？你赞美神啊，顺便练习啊，顺便吹赞美诗也很好啊。
Even playing your recorders is also a way to show that you are offering the altar.
然后做祷告啊。
And also praying.
然后祷告的时候，你就说啊，主啊，我现在要献上感恩的祭。
So in your prayers, you are saying to God that I'm offering the thanksgivings.
哦，那你心里面就很高兴啊，这个是神所喜悦的神啊，你很喜欢这个哈啊，我就祷告感谢主。
Because this is what God pleases, so you are offering something that God actually likes it.
啊，那每个人都有时间，就是要拨空嘛。
Everyone have time, so we need to actually manage our time.
那再来就是要爱自己。
Next, we
照顾自己的身体。
Need to take care of our body.
啊，感谢主，就是大家很健康，参观来这里啊。
Thank God, everybody is here, so that means that you are all very, very healthy.
啊，但是我们要持续啊，要照顾好自己身体。
We need to keep it going, so that we need to take care of our bodies.
因为有些事情啊是累积的，比如说老是在外面吃的话，那外面的油啦、盐啦这些是累积的啊，不是说我明天去吃。外面那就会怎么样？不会的，就是慢慢累积的。
Because something is accumulated by times, like going out to eat and all the times, then this is like accumulations of eating oily food.
你看台湾啊，那这个年轻人才十几岁啊，有的才二十几岁啊，大肠癌。
So in Taiwan, there are young men in their 20s, they already have colon cancer.
啊，我认识一位啊，有位长老的女儿哈，读大学的时候啊，这个大肠癌过世了。
I know.
大学都还没毕业呢，没有办法读毕业就过世了。
I know of elders, his daughters, when she was studying in the university, before she graduated, she had died of colon cancer.
So we
as parents, we should tell our children not to often go out to eat.
We should also be smart, don't go to places.
We should also have some wisdoms. There are places that we shouldn't go, then we should not go.
当然有些地方我们没有听过，但是孩子他们都知道啊，所以这个有些地方啊，不能去的地方就不要去。
There are places that we may not know, but our children may have heard of it.
那我们怎么爱自己的？大家有什么更好的啊？
Do you have any good opsharing is like how to love ourselves.
Show some hands if you love
yourself. Show some hands if you love yourself.
要注意的哈，好。那你不敢举手。Grace，你有没有爱自己呀？没有，为什么没有？出去外面小心了、不过、外面这样子他们也会有生意的、可是呢 他有生意他不会管你的身体嘛，对不对？是不是、您身体弄坏了他不会管你的、所以我们要照顾身体这个胃、比如说有的人不能够吃辣，那吃辣的话你就不要吃，辣有问题就不要吃啊。像我就不能够吃辣，我吃辣的话会嘴巴破、会肚子会过敏、然后就
So if your stomach cannot take spicy food, then we should try to avoid it.
可以，你就想想看，有些方法可以帮助自己在家里面煮要快，很快速方法像我的，我是一样，我是男生，你看也是，菜切一切啊，就煮饭电锅，然后呢，这个就是煮菜煮菜里面再把鸡肉放在菜上面。反正能够下肚就好啊，你 不一定说要怎么好吃啊，什么什么什么酱料啊，什么盐，这不需要，这个放里面很简单，就这样吃的。
So for me, I'm live by myself alone, so I just cook it very simple. Cook some veggie and put some chicken on it. Then
因为你电锅在煮的时候，你也不会浪费你时间了、对，你就电锅帮你煮饭啊。
Because when you put it in the rice cooker, you just do it by itself.
因为有时候吃习惯了。吃也会习惯，有的人吃宵夜，他不吃宵夜就睡不着觉的。
Some people will need to eat supper.
所以这是人类的体验啊，吃宵夜呀，对身体也不好。
And so this is something that is also not bad for your body.
Jordan 有没有爱自己呀？爱自己才能够爱太太嘛，对呀哈。自己有个体魄哈。才能够保护家里的人，所以我们这里每一个人都知道了、我们平常要注意的，尤其自己单身的时候、像我现在要自己注意、
So I'm sure everyone knows this, especially for those who are living by yourself.
难怪以前、经常这个肚子胀啦、这个到半夜的时候，大概到三点、这个肚子就会怪怪的。
Because we eat too much, that's why every night around 3
然后就去看医生。
I will have some strange feeling, so I go to see a doctor.
医生就开药给我。
And the doctor give me some medicine.
说这个什么胃酸过多哈，这个抑制胃酸啊，抑制胃酸。
Because you have acid reflux.
吃了一阵子好了，可是现在又回来了。
So after a while, it's okay, but now it's back again.
所以我现在就注意，就感谢主就好了。
So now I'm being more careful, so now it's okay.
把这些因素啊，这个不健康的因素去除掉，这个所以我们人破坏这个健康是自己破坏的，不是说神说哎呀神的意思啊，我现在生病了，神的意思啊，神的旨意在操练我磨练我，你自己没有注意。
Because we did not take care of ourselves, that's why we get ill.
所以我们要自己注意自己的身体啊。
That's why we need to be watchful of our body.
啊，那我当然，我们就是很实际的哈，我多参考啊，因为假设因为现在的人啊，这个紧张啊，胃老是不好啊。
Because people nowadays they are very live a very busy life, that's why they have a bad stomach.
都要经常啊按摩胃哈，这个要按摩啊，你要躺在床上啊，这样子绕这个肚子啊，这样子让它肠胃蠕动正常。
Or we should lie down on the bed and massage your stomach.
好。啊，那保罗也是告诉提摩太要注意身体啊。
Even Paul told Timothy to be watchful of his health.
那我们有没有什么其他要分享的？
Is there any other matter that you'd like to share?
好，那我们来一个 survey 哈 ，survey。
Let's do a survey.
简单的哈，
评论
员今天所讲的这些是废物的啊，其实我早早就知道了。请举手行不行
？Let's raise your hand if you think that all the material that we covered today is rubbish. I already know about it.
啊，那有没有说，哎呀，这些虽然是知道，但是提醒啊，这个也提醒了，这个也是我们要互相提醒啊。认为啊，你可以提醒自己的哈。
Or you may think that the materials that we covered today is a reminder.
啊，有没有？你提醒啊，好，感谢主啊，那这样子我就得安慰了。
Thank God and comfort.
虽然不是什么新道理啊，反正圣经也不能够新道理，新道理就变成异端，就自己发明的啊。
There's nothing new in the Bible.
这些都是尝试啊，大家互相提醒。
This is common knowledge. It's mutual encouragement.
啊，那我们就能够啊，达到啊，我们得到造就。
So that we are all edified.
啊，那我们现在来祷告啊。
So next
we'll
pray.
我们祷告到。12:15哈，祷告10分钟。
So we'll pray for 10 minutes.
好，我们就一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.